Well, as you heard in our introduction a couple of weeks ago, the governor announced that as a result of the fiscal year 2027 state budget bill that he signed into law, his administration is making an additional investment of approximately $320 million into Connecticut's recently established Early Childhood Education Endowment, which is being hailed by advocates as groundbreaking in the effort toward providing all children with access to high-quality early childhood education. And we've got the perfect person to kind of unpack a lot of the information around that and the collateral programs it's going to positively impact. We're so pleased to welcome Elena Trueworthy. She is Connecticut's commissioner of the OEC, the Connecticut Office of Early Childhood Education. We're going to begin our conversation with the commissioner right after we remind you about this important early childhood education message. As summer begins, the Bridgeport Public Library is inviting residents of all ages to cultivate a love of reading through their 2026 summer reading program, Plant a Seed, Read. Library branches throughout the Park City are offering engaging reading challenges, educational activities, and special events designed to inspire curiosity and lifelong learning. The program is free and welcomes readers of all ages, regardless of residency. Learn more about the 2026 summer reading program at any Bridgeport Public Library location or visit bportlibrary.org. That's bportlibrary.org. All right, Commissioner, that that program sounds like it fits right in with your hard work. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
So let's get right down to it. Earlier this month, the first week of June, you and your colleagues and so many people who have been supporters of early childhood education here in Connecticut got a very, very pleasant surprise with this endowment formal announcement. So why don't we start at the beginning, which is the plans to make it happen. How did this all come together?
Thank you. And thank you for covering such an important issue. As we know, early childhood education is absolutely critical. It's critical for children and families and for our state's economy. And, you know, we have a long history, the advocates and families, really pushing for an early childhood education system that works. And so this is a result of decades of advocacy and work by many out there in the field to be able to establish and have funding that really supports a transformation of our early childhood education system. So back in 2023, Governor Lamont issued an executive order to establish a blue ribbon panel on childcare. And what this did is it provided a table with partners, including philanthropy and advocates and providers and families and businesses, to all come together with the governor's charge of creating a five-year strategic plan to really impact how it is that we support families with young children across our state with essential childcare needs.
Commissioner, let me stop you there, because that is such an important point. It has been a rare occurrence, at least in my estimation, that so many different kind of points of light across the spectrum here in Connecticut have come together and really rallied around this. I mean, when you get organizations like the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, you know, joining in on behalf of towns and cities across the entire state, it really sends an important message about how critically important this is to not only the future education of our young people, but also how it is going to impact the quality of life and the economic vitality of all of our towns and cities.
You're absolutely right. I mean, this really touches everyone, right? We need to create our future workforce, and the best way to do that is through high-quality early childhood experiences. You know, the brain develops most rapidly within the first 5 years of life. So this is really the optimal time for services and supports to be wrapped around those children to develop their learning and development, because they are our future workforce. But it also supports our state's economy. We know that this field has been noted as one of the most significant economic drivers. So that really brings business to the table, right? It allows families to work and go to work knowing that their child is in a healthy and safe and nurturing environment so that they can work, right? Or they can pursue higher education and training. We also know that early childhood has an undeniable high return on investment, as well as it really is a core driver of overall affordability in the state, right? And helps us save money for the future. So we know that when children are in early childhood experiences that are high quality, we see a connection to higher graduation rates, going on to higher education, as well as a reduced need for special education as they enter into the public schools. So this is how it impacts everyone. And so it is a core issue that people care about.
How do you see the endowment or a proportion of it impacting the ability for more people to be able to afford early childhood care, maybe either reducing the amount that they are paying now or creating a bridge for those who aren't working because they can't afford it?
So back in past July, additional changes were also made to our early childhood education system. So historically, we've had multiple programs funding childcare in the state. They used to be called school readiness, as well as child daycare contracts and our state Head Start funding. And in July, we combined those three programs into one called Early Start Connecticut. So Early Start Connecticut is our primary state-funded childcare program. And we offer subsidized spaces to families. And so those subsidized spaces are affordable. They're based upon a sliding family fee based upon income. And through that program, we serve approximately 19,000 children and families across the state. And so part of the work of the endowment is to increase access to those spaces. So just within this first year, we've been able to increase the number of Early Start spaces by over 1,000 across the state. So that means more families are getting high quality child care that is affordable.
It also sounds like there is a little bit of a taxpayer advantage in the big, massive scheme of the state budget, because the innovative Early Start CT program appears to be reducing redundancy, or perhaps spending that didn't need to be done because multiple agencies were engaged in funding.
So we do a lot of listening at the Office of Early Childhood. It's really a core strategy of how we make sure that the services and supports that we're offering works for families, first and foremost, but also providers, stakeholders in the field. And what we heard and know is that the system is really difficult to navigate, right? To really know where the child care programs are that, you know, in the family's town or close to their work. And so Early Start Connecticut helped to combine those to help make it easier for families to find care, but also on the back end for our Early Start providers and programs to be able to operate the program. We want programs, you know, doing what and paying attention to what they need to, which is the children and families and operating their business, not taking care of multiple reports, different standards, eligibility across. So really streamlining is an important part to this whole transformation of our system.
And it also appears that you're looking at recruitment and retention by increasing the opportunity to pay the early childhood care professionals a little better.
Absolutely. During the Blue Ribbon planning process, we held multiple stakeholder engagement opportunities to hear from providers and families. And the main issue area that we know continues to be a challenge is the early care and education workforce, right? So the teachers, the assistants, the directors who are doing the really critical work on the ground. And we know they are some of the lowest paying professionals out there. And so this really needs to be, and we heard it from the field, as one of the first strategies in places that we have impact. And so we have implemented some strategies to retain and to recruit the workforce. So for example, we, in this first year, were able to raise payment rates for Early Start Connecticut providers by 8%. So what this means is that it brings more dollars into the base of their programming, and they are able to then raise salaries for their staff. And we know that that is what directors and owners want and need to do, and how they have been using those dollars. So the workforce is critically important. Without the workforce, you know, we can't offer high quality services. And we also can't expand, and so we need to ensure that the pipeline is strong and that we have workers who stay within in the field. In addition, we've also been able to increase scholarship opportunities for higher education and credentials by $1 million using the endowment funds. And so these are some of the steps that, that we're taking and have taken just within the first year.
So it sounds like the State House's recognition of the challenge and the initiating of it several years ago, a couple of years ago, has finally got us to this point. The endowment is it has been initiated, and now you and your office and your partners and allies begin to move forward. In the last couple of minutes that we have with you this morning, Commissioner Trueworthy, please let us know what some of the hopes are for the future of this program, and let our listeners know how the seeds that are being planted with these millions of dollars today are going to be able to, you know, replicate and grow to eventually open up early childhood education to the maximum capacity to, provide opportunities for the most children and families.
Absolutely. And, you know, first of all, I want to acknowledge the leadership of Governor Lamont. This really was his and is his vision, and we see the ongoing commitment to young children and families since he came into office. So since 2019, previous to the endowment, we've seen the Office of Early Childhood state budget increase by over 11% each year. And in addition, we've seen an increase of over 7,000 children being able to access affordable and high quality care through our multiple programs that we offer. And also the commitment of the state legislators. We, through the endowment, have an early childhood education advisory board that is tri-chaired by Senator Marr, State Representative Farrar, and myself as commissioner. And we work really closely to help guide the steps and the work of the endowment. And so the hopes and dreams are, this is a long-term strategy where we are transforming the system so that every family who needs and wants high-quality, affordable child care can get it. And so we are building the blocks now. We are laying the foundation for this to occur. We are expanding access. We're increasing quality and we are increasing affordability. So in legislation, per the statute, in 2028, we will see families who are in Early Start Connecticut who make $100,000 or less, their child care will become free. And for families making over $100,000 in our Early Start program, they will pay up to 7% of their household income. So this is transformative for families, and it is transformative for our system.
When you talk about the astute investment of Connecticut tax dollars, and it not only achieves the outcome of creating a more educated population or community of younger people who we hope will grow to become taxpayers themselves here and support Connecticut's workforce. It's also providing more and better education for those delivering early childhood education. It's helping empower them with higher wages, and it's also permitting more individuals and parents and caregivers of these young children to be able to enhance Connecticut's workforce today, which is also an economic driver. So this really does sound like a home run when it comes to investment.
Yes, and it is the work that happens every day on the ground that most count, right?
Yes.
The amazing efforts and just caring and passion and skills and expertise that our teachers bring and our staff in the early childhood field in all settings, because all settings are important to our work, including family, childcare, center-based, and schools. And I'm really appreciative of families who come to the table through our local governance partners to raise up family voice to really help drive how we're designing and rolling out our system. So there, you know, the Office of Early Childhood, we are privileged to be in this position as a state agency to lead this work, but it is the work of all that is allowing this to make to happen.
And we know you have a small but mighty team over there, and we thank you and all of the folks at OEC for their great work up to now, and can't wait to see the dividends that it's going to pay over the next few years and decades, thanks to your work. The commissioner of Connecticut's Office of Early Childhood, Ellen Trueworthy, has been with us this morning talking about this brand new $320 million endowment into Connecticut's recently established Early Childhood Education Endowment Fund. Thank you, Commissioner Trueworthy, for your work and for being with us and explaining all this this morning. We'll talk to you again.